A few weeks ago, we asked our readers and listeners to write about having guests over. Many of you wrote in using the words you learned. One reader, Gerardo, wrote to us about his cousin Peter's visit. In this week's Everyday Grammar, we will comment on Gerardo's message. And we will give some grammar suggestions.
I usually am very fond of guests. 2 weeks ago, I suddenly met my cousin Peter near the bus station. We have not seen each other for ages. He came to the Citta for just 3 weeks, so I invited him over for drinks last weekend. He was short of time, but he finally accepted. On Saturday, we spent time catching up, talking about those beautiful days we played games and eating in the countryside when we were very young. We had dinner together, and then he left.
Let's start with the first two sentences.
I usually am very fond of guests. 2 weeks ago, I suddenly met my cousin Peter near the bus station.
Gerardo uses the adverb usually, which means generally or under normal conditions. While this is a good adverb to use, we suggest placing the adverb after the auxiliary or helping verb be.
I am usually very fond of guests.
The adjective fond is a great descriptive word. It is stronger than like, but a little less strong than love. Lastly, in these two sentences, we have suddenly met. The adverb and verb combination are a good way to describe the chance meeting. In American English, we have a phrasal verb that is widely used in everyday speech for that chance meeting. Run into. Run into means to meet someone by chance or without planning.
I am usually very fond of guests. 2 weeks ago, I ran into my cousin Peter near the bus station.
Let's move on to the next three sentences.
We have not seen each other for ages. He came to the Citta for just 3 weeks. So I invited him over for drinks last weekend.
There are only a few small changes we need in these three sentences. Since Gerardo is writing in the past tense throughout the paragraph, we suggest keeping the past tense in the third sentence by using the past perfect. The past perfect is helping verb had plus the past participle of the verb.
We had not seen each other for ages.
In the fourth sentence, there is a small spelling error. We can change Citta to city.
He came to the city for just 3 weeks.
In the fifth sentence, we will add a comma after the word so. So, in this case, is an introductory word or transition. We add a comma after introductory words of this kind to show that the main part of the sentence follows. And lastly, in that sentence, we can remove the hyphen between the words week and end and combine them as a one-word compound noun.
So, I invited him over for drinks last weekend. Added comma.
Let's look at the sixth sentence.
He was short of time, but he finally accepted.
We suggest changing two things in this sentence. First, we suggest changing the preposition of to on. While both short of and short on can mean similar things, Short on means there is less time than expected or wanted, while short of means a lacking of something. Plus, short on time is used more often in American English than short of time. Our final observation is that we need to add a comma between time and the conjunction but. These are two separate sentences combined with but, so we need a comma.
He was short on time, but he finally accepted, added comma.
We will continue with the final part of Gerardo's paragraph and suggest some organizational tips later. Today, we looked at Gerardo's message about his cousin's visit. We thought about adverb placement, commas, and verbal tense. We learned a new phrasal verb, run into. We even looked at the small differences between short of time and short on time. We will continue with Gerardo's message in a few weeks. Thank you, Gerardo, for sending your writing to us. I'm Faith Perlow.
I'm Brian Lynn.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.